you.
Hello, this is Will from Metro Research. I called you yesterday about a survey. You asked me to call back today.
Sure, yes.
You have the time. Thank you so much. First question, how many children do you have attending school this school year?
Two.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes the school your children are attending this current school year? Is it one of those district public schools in Boston? Is it a charter school? Is it a public school but outside of Boston? Is it a private school or is it a home school?
I have both. So one is a public school outside of Boston and one is a virtual public school in Boston. I don't know which one is best for you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
How old am I? 45.
Oh, you're young. Okay. Thank you. how would you describe your gender? Do you consider yourself woman, man, non-binary?
Woman.
Thank you so much. How would you describe your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, Native American, Alaskan Native, Middle Eastern, Arab American?
Black.
Black. Okay. Thank you. Next question. Thinking specifically of your children who are attending or enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grade are your children currently attending?
Specifically for the Boston, for the public school in Boston, you said?
Yeah, for the public school in Boston, yeah.
11th.
11th, okay, thank you. Next question. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred as the VPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving in the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I would have to say my experience is probably different, somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied, thank you. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, and F. Suppose your 11th grade child school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your 11th grade child school? Would you give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
I would say C.
Okay. Thank you. How about, what about Boston Public School as a whole overall? How would you grade Boston Public School? Would you give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
I would say a C.
Thank you. Thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools? Would you give her an A, B, C, D, or F?
Hard part is I don't know. Actually, no. So I give it a B.
I'm sorry. What was that, ma'am?
Oh, B, as in boy.
A B? Okay. Okay. Yes. Thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it's committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in the world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well?
Somewhat well.
Thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well will you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well?
Not too well.
Not too well. Okay, thank you. If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Pick up your top two: parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, or the local community?
Politicians. And
okay.
Superintendent. Do I pick
okay,
two?
Thank you. Yeah, two. Those are the two already. Okay, thank
okay.
you. You mentioned you had a child in 11th grade. For this next section, we're going to ask specifically about your 11th grade child. How engaged do you want to be with your 11th grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Somewhat engaged.
Okay, thank you. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your 11th grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Somewhat engaged.
Thank you. As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following statements? Number one, the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Do you strongly agree with the statement, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Next, my feedback is valued by the leaders of the Boston Public School System. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. Next, the communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next, the Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you so much. Now, how concerned are you about your 11th grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. How concerned are you about your 11th grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned. She's virtual school, so
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Next, how about about how many days has your 11th grade child been absent from school so far this year? 0 days, 1 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 or more?
I would say 5 to 8.
Okay, thank you. What are the reasons your 11th grade child has been absent from school so far this year? Safety concerns, just let me know, yes or no. Other illness?
Answer each one, or once you say it, I can say yes or no.
Yeah, you just let me know yes or no on each one. For each one, yeah. Safety concerns, yes or no?
No.
Other illness, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Mental health, yes or no? Ma'am?
Oh, did you get the yes? You didn't hear it? Oh,
no,
can you hear
me? I didn't hear it. Okay. Yeah, I hear you now. Perfectly. Thank you. Okay. What about the fact that he doesn't want to go to school? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. What about a job? Is it because of a job? Yes or no? No.
No.
No. Okay. COVID-19?
Yes.
Okay. Family obligations?
No.
No. Okay. Any other reasons?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done now. Does your 11th grade child school offer fresh food prepared on site at the school or packaged food brought in from elsewhere?
Neither.
Neither. Okay.
Yes.
As you may know, the BPS recently conducted a report on the physical condition of each school, and the average school was 38 out of 100. Which of the following do you think need more improvement at your 11th grade child school? Overall cleanliness, outdoor space, safety, air quality, classrooms, or is it something else or nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Does your 11th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP, yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Does your 11th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The last few questions are only for statistical purposes. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Only?
English only, yes, correct.
Okay. What is the last year schooling that you have completed?
Myself, some college or high school.
Some college, okay, thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25, 25 to 35, 35 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to less than 150, 150 or more?
100 to 150.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You too. Have a good holiday, okay?
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.